Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balances and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
The Small Business Bureau is offering small business relief grants and services to registered small businesses experiencing significant economic challenges as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic in Guyana. The relief support is intended to strengthen and sustain small businesses through provision of the following: relief grants to sustain business operations and retain employees, training and development support to establish and market businesses through online platforms, diversify businesses, and forge supply partnership. Small Business Bureau. Promoting entrepreneurship.
In our last episode, Anil tried to convince Marla that he was no longer unfaithful with Benicia. Later, Bibi and Sunny visited them, and Marla berated Anil for not being there when she needed him most and blamed herself for the abuse of her children from their uncle. Kevin told Unique he was willing to wait until she was ready to have a child. Right now, June is on the phone with Dinah.
Here on 93.1 Real FM.
Yes, Dinah. I'm so happy that Kevin and Unique are working things out. And you be careful with that Mr. Goldblood, okay? All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, honey.
James?
I'm about to leave.
Yeah, I remember that today is the day.
June, I was wondering.
What?
You want to come with me?
I'd rather not.
I'm just thinking if it turns out he's mine, then...
James, I am not ready to build a relationship with any stepchild. And it's not fair of you to ask me to do that.
Okay, honey, I understand.
Well, go find out the truth.
Yeah.
By the time you get back, lunch will be ready.
June.
Yes, James?
I don't know what I will do if this young man is my son.
And you're looking to me for answers? You made your bed, so you have to lie in it.
If he is my son, will you lie in that bed with me?
I'm gonna need some time.
So, what should I prepare for?
Whatever happens. My emotions are all over the place.
Mine too.
I'm going to get lunch started.
I guess I'll see you when I get back.
I'm not going anywhere. I'll be right here.
Alonzo, it's impressive that you're keeping up with these oil news.
Iron Moss, there's me future there, Pops.
Maybe hold off calling me Pops until we actually receive the results.
No big thing. I mean it, no way. But like I say, Mr. James.
Yeah, that's cool.
What you think will happen when all them well they discover so far start producing oil?
I can't imagine what Guyana would look like.
It can be a much different place. But what you think about the discovery they make the other day?
What discovery?
The well, man. The one they find that ain't gonna be profitable.
Oh, Tanager?
Yeah, that in him. You don't think it was a waste of time for they spend all the money and time drilling and then they're not gonna find not much?
I mean, it's no way to know the quantity or quality of oil without drilling. It's not so simple, you know. They do a lot of assessments before they decide to look. And then you have agreements and such.
Me not understand.
It's certain obligations when you're drilling. People make commitments and they have to follow through.
But still, all the money gone down the drain.
Look, they would have done all the assessments that told them Tanager was a good prospect. Oil is a risky business. I don't know if you know this, but you know Guyana has a history of dry holes.
Dry hole? What a man?
That's when they drill and find nothing.
Oh, name like that make me think about other things.
Like what?
Make a keep that to myself.
Anyway, Alonzo, remember Tanager is just one well in the Kaicho block. So yeah, that might not have commercial quantity oil on its own, so they won't be able to put an FPSO over it.
Right.
But you know what could happen in a few years when they drill more prospects in that block and make commercial discoveries? They could tie those developments in with Tanager. So it could be Tanager and two or three other wells in the same particular block, operating at the same time.
Ah, I see what you're saying. I just thinking all the money gone down the drain.
From what I know about Exxon, they don't drill wild. Nobody would go drilling knowing that there is no oil and throw away money.
I get what you're saying. It's billions they're spending.
So the long and short is that you might drill one well in a block and it's not a big discovery. But within that same block, you have other commercial discoveries. Hence what I said before about Tanager being tied to other wells.
I get it, man. It could be really confusing, though. Because look at this thing. They got these other wells, Liza Phase 1, were done operating in Stabroek Block area, right?
Yes, Alonzo.
And then Payara, which I think can start next year?
Nah, 2024.
I think was like 4-point-something billion to develop Liza Phase 1.
I think it was about 4.4 billion.
Right. But when you come to this other well, Payara, it's over $9 billion they spend, buddy.
Well, you got to realize it's two different wells you're dealing with. The deeper you go, is more money and technology.
Ah, right, right.
All the water offshore is not the same depth.
I never look at it so, you know.
Yeah, Payara is deeper. The FPSO is bigger. Very different from Liza Phase 1.
Well, you know what? You really bring me to a different understanding about some things today. A lot of the information I just get from checking the newspaper.
Well, it's always good to do your own digging. A lot of information is on the Exxon Facebook page.
Okay.
Anyway, we're here.
Yeah. Tell me if I know the truth, Mr. Williams.
Right.
Look, whatever the results say, I ain't come to disturb your life. It's just something I got to know based on what my old lady tell me.
I understand, Alonzo.
Everybody just want to know where they come from, right?
Right. But if you are my son, what would you expect from me?
Look, I done as a big man, right? In a few years, I can be 30. It's not a case where you got to mind me or anything.
Okay.
I mean, it's not your fault me old lady didn't tell you about this possibility.
Right.
All I'm gonna ask is that we have a relationship.
Relationship?
And what you would expect from me if it turns out I's your son?
Well, we take it one day at a time.
You want me be your son?
I'm prepared for it either way. If it turns out you are my son, I will be there for you.
Well, that's all I could ask for.
Coretto, why are you calling me again? Why don't you leave me alone?
Man, it's just something I want to find out. You ain't got to go answer.
You have 1 minute.
Like sugar, you're busy.
If you are referring to my wife, I am not at home. Speak.
Look, it's my neighbors.
What about them?
Ignatius, you know GPS spent all these millions of dollars to do this power upgrade thing, right?
Yes, to be completed sometime next year.
So part of the upgrade is to make honest people out of all these consumers, isn't that so?
I would think so.
Well, right now, I looking at me neighbors fighting up with a wire. I feel it's thieves that try for thief light, Ignatius.
And what you want me to do about it?
What I supposed to do, Ignatius?
I don't know. Maybe call GPL and report them.
Or the police?
Listen, if you are so concerned, call GPL 225-5251 or 226-2600. If they need to get the police involved, they will do so.
Look, this thing upsetting, man. Why people can't do the right thing? I ain't want to have to pay for them.
With the upgrade, you wouldn't.
But I'm just saying it's not fair for people thief light at this point.
All right, you know what you got to do? I got to go.
Man.
Yes, Coretta?
When you coming over by me?
Why don't you call my wife and ask her when she can give me permission to come?
So, all these months you taking care of me, Bills, and you don't want nothing?
Coretta, I was concerned when you got COVID. You are not the only person, Bills, I am taking care of since this coronavirus hit. I figure I could use my resources for some good.
Oh, so you're doing this for other people the same way?
Yes, Coretta.
Oh.
You sound disappointed.
No, it's good.
All right, I really gotta go now. Bye.
Georgetown, the capital of Guyana, a tiny South American country.
Alonzo, you in here? Alonzo? Hey, your unit's so quiet, boy. What happened with the results? Wait, is you crying?
Crying? Nah, man.
Look. I think we're comfortable enough with each other now, so you don't have to pretend with me.
Right.
So, James is your father or not?
You think I would be crying if the man was my father?
Oh.
I really thought today would be the day me know.
But they mean the other man is your father?
Look, me really know what me old lady did doing 28 years ago. It just got me feeling real messed up.
Hmm. Come here, man. Let me give you a hug. I understand. Hmm. It's okay.
Shelly!
Oh, shoot, Ignatius. Hi, hon. I'm your nephew room.
Hi. What's going on here?
Nothing. We just get off it.
Oh. Shelly, come a minute.
Okay, Alonzo. You hang in there, right?
Thanks.
What's going on, Shelly?
What?
Why are you in my nephew's room?
Ignatius, he's going through something. I was just giving him some positive words.
Look, this closest that you and he developing, I don't like it. It's either it stop or I got to ask him to leave.
Wait, man. Like, you don't trust me?
Maybe I don't trust him.
You really think I would betray you like that?
Sometimes we don't know when we're going to betray ourselves.
Wow.
I have spoken. Cut it out.
James, how did he take it?
Seems to have taken it well.
Oh, good.
Are you relieved, June?
Yes.
Me too.
Promise me, no more skeletons in your closet.
I promise you.
Don't be so quick, please.
June, I promise you. Smooth sailing from now on.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I don't know what I would have done if he was your son. And then people would have started finding out. I can't deal with another scandal, James.
You don't have to. I'm sorry I put you through this.
I'm so happy.
Me too.
Marungo, we came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.